brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以在这个新的圣殿里边，你同来敬拜他。
We thanks Lord that we can worship in God's temple.
当我们来敬拜主的时候，
When we come to worship our Lord,
看到我们的圣殿经过几年的努力同心，我们已经把它建好了。
We can see that through all this process of the several years, and we finally built up the temple.
圣殿建好了之后，我们更是要同心团结，一起来发展神的工作，推动神的事工。
After the church building has been completed, we need to continue to work together and to move forward about God's work.
所以今天早上我们就用这个题目，我们怎么样在神的家里边能够被主来使用，合乎他使用。
So today we're going to talk about how we can be useful to the masters in His temple.
在圣经里边常常把我们基督徒比喻作这个器皿，神家里边的器皿。
So in the Bible, we normally regard ourselves or Christians as instruments.
今天既然我们是神的儿女，是基督徒。
Today, as we are God's children, as a Christian,
我们就应当做一个合乎主使用的信徒。
So we should be a believer useful to the Lord.
我们先向天父祷告。
Let's pray first.
天父，我们来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Dear Father, we come to worship you.
我们感谢你爱我们。
We thank you for your love.
感谢你用宝血把我们买赎过来。
We thank you for your salvation for our sins.
使我们脱离罪，能够成为神的儿女。
So we've been cleansed from the sin and we'll be your children.
我们也感谢神给我们新的圣殿。
We also thank you for the new temple.
我们可以一同的来敬拜你，来侍奉你。
So we can come together to worship you and to serve you.
我们欢喜快乐，因为神你用你所赐给我们的是美好的。
We are joyful because what you've been giving us is good.
所以我们在你的面前，我们满足，我们喜乐。
So in front of you, we are happy.
我们更是要让主来使用，一同来。 发展你的圣工。
We would like you to use us to continue to develop your mission.
愿神用你的话语来教导我们。
May your word be helping us.
我们在你的家中，在神的教会里边，都能够成为合乎神使用的人。
So whether in your home or in your temple, we will be the servant, be useful to you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
We pray. Amen.
今天我们要怎么样能够成为合乎神来使用呢？
So how we can be useful to our God?
首先我们来思想，我们要怎么样成为一个合乎主用的信徒或者是基督徒？
First, we want to think about how could we be a believer useful to the Lord.
在圣经里边，我们看到神使用很多很多不同的人来推动他的工作，发展他的工作。
So in the Bible, Lord has used all kinds of people.
首先我们看这位挪亚。
First, let's take a look of Noah.
我们看到挪亚呢，他真的是一个很有耐心的人呢。We
can see that Noah was a very patient man.
圣经告诉我们说，在挪亚的时代，那些人都不信神，违背神。
So the Bible told us that in Noah's age,
神就吩咐挪亚说，你要造一 各方舟，造一个方舟哦。
While there were lots of non-believers, God has commanded Noah to build an ark.
并且呢，这个方舟呢是要造在亚拉列山上的。
So this ark should be built on the top of the mountain.
所以你可以想象挪亚在那个时代他造方舟的时候啊，
In that kind of a situation,
是受到人的嘲笑。
So many have mocked him.
但是圣经告诉我们说，挪亚因着信神的话，
A Bible told us because of God's words,
因着他蒙了神指示他还没有发生的事情，
because he has been warned about things not yet to be seen,
并且他对神有一颗敬畏的心，
also he has a holy fear for the Lord,
所以他真的照着神的命令，照着神的指示，他去预备造了一个方舟。
So he followed instructions to build an ark.
所以挪亚他怎么样能够被神使用呢？
So why could Noah be used for the Lord.
是因为他对神有信心，他相信神的启示，他相信神的应许。
Because he has a faith, and he has a faith completely on God's words.
他去实行神的命令，神的吩咐的时候，他不怕人家对他的嘲笑。
So he was not afraid of all those mockings because of God's command.
他很有耐心的去完成神对他的托付。
So he patiently completed his task.
所以我们看到他在这么长的时间里边。
So over the many years,
他在造方舟的时候。
So when he was building the ark,
他就是那么耐心的等候神的时间啊。
He was waiting for God's time to come.
一直到洪水来了。
Until the flood came.
圣经告诉我们说，只有他们一家八口进到方舟里边。
The Bible told us only the eight members of his family entered the ark.
他也照着神的吩咐，把很多的牲畜一对一对的带到方舟里边去。
Also, with God's instructions, he brought all those pairs of animals into the ark.
所以从整个的过程当中。
So from all those process,
我们看到挪亚呢是那么的有耐心。
We can say Noah was such a patient man.
他不是听了神的吩咐，神啊，我等了这么多年都没有洪水来，放弃没有，他耐心等候，相信神的应许，相信神的话。
So he did not give up because for all those long times of waiting.
神要使用像挪亚这样有耐心的人。
So God would like to use person such as Noah.
今天我们为神工作。
Today we work for our Lord.
很多时候我们看不到果效。
So there are many times we are short of a seeing of the.
只要我们相信这个工作是神托付我们的。
If we just need to believe that this has God has commanded us to do.
可能会有一些人批评说浪费时间。
There may be some people or. Criticizing that we are wasting time.
但是如果我们很多人的看法，很多人的很多人对于这样一个感动，这个是神要我们做的。
If we have been touched and if we have been agreed upon that this is what God wants us to do,
我们都要同心耐心的去完成。
We should work to complete the job patiently.
有耐心的，能够同心的，神要用我们。
Patiently with a united heart.
我们再看另外一个人物是以利亚。
Let's look at another person.
这个以利亚呢，跟挪亚呢完全相反的性格。
Elijah has an opposite personality to Noah.
他是没有耐心的，但是他的性情呢非常激烈的。
He was impatient and he was with a high temper.
我们可以从他跟亚哈王的对话当中看出他的个性。
So we can realize his personality through the conversations that he had with the king.
他是一个很勇敢的人。
He was a brave man.
当这个亚哈王遇到以利亚的时候。
So when they met each other,
因为他祷告求神惩罚以色列人三年多的时间不下雨。
So he prayed that.To pray God to punish Israelites for those there has been no rains for 3 years.
所以那个时候闹饥荒。
That time there's a famine.
所以当亚哈王遇到以利亚的时候。
So when the king met Elijah,
亚哈王就指责他说：“是以色列人遭灾的，就是你。”
So the king blamed him that.You have brought Israelites trouble.
但是以利亚呢，他勇敢地面对这个国王。
The Elijah refuted.
他甚至责备这个国王。
He even blamed the king.
他对亚哈王说。
He told him.
是以利亚遭灾的，不是我，而是你。
That I have not made troubles for Israel.
是你和你的父家。
But you and your father's family have.
因为是你们带领众百姓离开了耶和华。
You have abandoned the Lord's commands and had followed the
Baal. 因为是你和你的父家离去耶和华去敬拜假神巴利。
Yeah, because your family has followed the fake god Baals.
是你们让百姓陷在罪里边。
Because of you have trapped the people in the trouble.
所以他毫不留情地来责备亚哈王。
he mercifully blamed the king.
我们看到他的祷告里边呢，他说：“神啊，你惩罚他们，因为他们远离你，三年半不下雨。”
We can see from his prayer that he has prayed for the Lord to punish the king and prayed to let this the harsh weather to the land.
我们看到他所行的这个神迹呢，也是带着惩罚性的。
Even we see that the miracles has a punishment.
然后呢，他又叫亚哈王说：“你把你的假的这个巴利先知的假先知450个召集来，我们在加密上会合。”
So he even said, "You can have your fake 450 fake prophets, and we can have a duel."
他就在众百姓的面前证明耶和华是真神。
In front of all those people, he proved that Jehovah is the true God.
告诉所有的以色列百姓说，巴利是假的神，只有神耶和华才是真神。
He told all the people that Baal is the fake one, and only Jehovah is true.
我们看到他的性情是多么的激烈。
We can see he has such a lively personality.
他对王对罪恶他不能容忍。
To the king, to the sins, he's not tolerable.
但是神也使用这样性情激烈的人。
So we can see God also uses the people with a strong personality.
然后呢，神还使用一个谦卑柔和的摩西。
So we can see that God also used the humble and the soft Moses.
在圣经里边，只有神见证摩西是比世人更加的谦和、谦卑、柔和的人。
In the Bible, it's mentioned say Moses is more humble than anyone else on the surface of earth.
因为当摩西带以色列人出埃及的时候
，When Moses brought Israelites out of Egypt,
所受的冤屈啊，所受的委屈。
So for all those troubles,
可能每一个人能够忍受得住。
So it's almost nobody can bear it.
摩西是以色列人的领袖，他带领他们出埃及。
So Moses is the leader of Israelite. He brought people out of Egypt.
而且呢，我们看到呢，他之前呢，他年轻的时候，他在埃及的王宫里边，他学了很多埃及的学问，是很有学问的人。
So he was also very knowledgeable because he was brought up in the palace.
但是当他带领这些以色列百姓的时候
，When he brought those Israelites,
他所表现的态度呢是那么的柔和谦卑。
He showed such a humble and a soft attitude.
虽然他是他们的领袖
，even though he was their leader,
但是只要有困难临到
，so whenever there is a there's trouble.
这些百姓呢，动不动的就说拿石头打死他，拿石头丢死他。
Many occasions, the Israelite yelled to stone him to death.
他呢就像奴仆一样。
He acted as a servant.
每一件事情，每一个委屈，他都默默的忍受。
So, for every unfair stuff treatment, he just take it.
神使用这个柔和谦卑的摩西。
God used a humble and a soft Moses.
所以有耐心的、很激烈的、谦卑的，神都会使用。
So for either is patient or a bad temper or very humble, God used them all.
我们再看看旧约的先知们啊。
Let's take a more for in the prophets in the Old Testament.
这些先知们呢，每个人都是不同的背景，不同的性情。
All these prophets, they have quite a different background and personalities.
他们的身份也不一样。
They also have a different status.
我们看到这个以赛亚呢，他是在皇宫里边做先知。
So Isaiah was prophet in the palace.
他经常出入在皇宫里边
，He visited the palace frequently，
教导王，甚至呢，王做错了，他也责备王
，So taught the kings and also blame them if they did something wrong。
但以利呢，也是在皇宫里边做先知
Daniel was also prophet in the palace.
但是他是在外邦的，因为他被掳到巴比伦，他在外邦的国里边做先知。
He was a prophet in the foreign land.
神都使用他们。
So God used them.
不但是在皇宫有这么身份的人做先知。
So not only in the palace.
身份很卑微的，好像在乡间里边的小先知弥迦，神也一样使用。
So even for a very rural, humble preacher, Micah, God used him as well.
他们的身份是这么的差别。
There's a great difference among their status.
一些是在皇宫很高的地位，一些是在乡间里边默默无闻。
Some in the palace with high status, and some in the countryside, and unheard of.
还有这个阿摩斯，他是种桑树，还有牧羊的。
So even for Amos, he was such a person used to plant those mulberries and herd the sheep.
不同的身份，神一样的使用。
So regardless this status, and God was willing to use.
甚至常常为着一些事情而流泪痛哭的先知耶利米。
So Jeremiah, he was the weeping prophet.
他的心情是那么给人感觉好像那么的软弱。
To some people, he looks like such a weak and soft.
一点点的事情就哭了。
He cried for small things.
但是呢，他哭呢，不是为着他自己哭。
However, he didn't weep for himself.
我做先知这么苦啊，常常哭。
He didn't cry for himself. Say, I'm such a unfair. Such a prophet
treated unfairly.
So why did I have such uncertainty in life and maybe killed by the kings? He was called the weeping prophet. It is not because he wept for himself. He wept for the people, Israelite, and for their sins.
当他亲眼看到耶路撒冷被巴比伦毁灭了,
when he witnessed that Jerusalem was ruined by Babylon,
他带着伤痛的心情来到神的面前痛哭，然后呢向百姓们说预言。
So he came in front of the Lord and to tell the prophecies for the people.
神也使用这位爱哭的先知。
God did use the weeping prophet.
神借着他向那个时代说出了他们所需要的信息。
Through him, God has passed the message to that age.
然后另外一个何西亚先知更加特别。
Hosea was an even different one.
他的妻子竟然是一个淫妇。
His wife committed adultery.
既然是先知，你的妻子是淫妇，你怎么能够被神使用？
So if you were a prophet and your wife was infertile, how could God use such a prophet?
但是神就是借着这样的一个特别的先知何西亚，在那个时代向他们说出了特别的信息。
However, through Hosea, God passed a special message for that generation.
这个淫妇这个妻子三番四次的背弃他。
Adulterous wife has abandoned him several times.
但是何西亚先知还是爱他，把他收回来。
However, Hosea still loved her and took her back many times.
神就使用何西亚这样一个特殊的身份。
So God has used a special prophet like Hosea.
来告诉以色列人，你们也是三番四次的背弃我，违背我。
To tell the Israelite that you have been abandoned the Lord many times.
但是神还是爱你们。
But God still loves you.
所以我们看到这些先知们不同的背景、不同的地位、身份，神照样在不同的地方、不同的环境使用他们。
So we can see all those prophets, they with all kinds of differences, that God used them for different purpose.
还有耶稣的门徒们。
So we can also take a look at disciples of Jesus.
在耶稣所选召的这么多的门徒当中,
so among all those disciples,
给我们看到当中有很多都是没有学问的人。
So many of them are unlearned.
就好像彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈这些都是没有学问的渔夫。
For Peter, John, James, Andrew, those were fishermen.
然后呢，还有当中呢，是被人厌弃、被人讨厌的税吏马太。
There's also tax collector, very annoying tax collector Matthew.
甚至呢，在他们当中也有好像保罗一样很有学问的人。
Among them, there's such a person called like Paul.
保罗对犹太教的背景非常的熟悉。
Paul is such a knowledgeable scholar. He was very familiar about the Jewish history.
他对旧约的圣经也非常的了解。
He understood all the Bibles.
神使用他。
So God take use of them.
神不但使用像保罗这样有学问的人，也使用像彼得那些一副没有学问的一副。
Not only God use those knowledgeable scholars, but also those unlearned fishermen.
甚至呢，神也使用那些没有什么受过良好教育的人。
Even God use those uneducated people.
他们从来没有那种服侍神的经历。
They probably never had any experience to serve the Lord.
但是当他们一信主跟随了主之后，
When they believed in the Lord and followed Him,
他们也马上可以被神使用。
So they were used by the Lord.
那个被鬼附的人呢，耶稣医治了他之后，把他身上的鬼赶出去了之后。
So the man who was occupied by demons, and after Jesus had driven the demon out of him.
这个人呢，从来没有侍奉过神。
This man never served the Lord.
所以呢，他经历了神的大能在他的生命当中。
So after he experienced the God's power,
圣经说他就走遍加利利，到处为神做见证，为耶稣做见证。
The Bible said he walked all over Galilee to testify for the Lord.
还有那位撒玛利亚妇人。
Also for the Samaritan woman.
他是一个犯罪，在人眼中是一个犯大罪的人。
So among ordinary people's eye, he was such a sinful woman.
她有五个丈夫。
Yeah, she had five husbands.
当耶稣跟她谈话的时候，是第六个丈夫，而且也不是她的丈夫来的同居的别人的丈夫。
So, when Jesus talked with her and her sixth husband, they were just co-reside together.
这样的一个在人的眼中是不值得、没有价值的人啊。
In among others' eye, she was such an unvaluable person.
当她一认识耶稣、相信主了之后
，When she believed in Jesus,
生命改变了。
Her life was changed.
她也马上到城市里边去见证耶稣，领了很多人来认识耶稣。
She immediately went into the town and to testify for Jesus and brought many people to believe in him.
所以我们在圣经里边看到神使用各种不同的人。
In the Bible, we can see that the Lord has used all kinds of people.
无论你的性格是很柔和的，
regardless of the soft personality,
或者是比较激烈的，
or very hard temper,
悲观的还是乐观的。
Even the pessimistic or the optimistic.
有学问的或者是没有学问的。
The uneducated and knowledgeable.
刚刚信主的或者是已经信主一段时间了的。
So the new believers or those veterans.
对圣经的知识很丰富或者是很肤浅的，还很浅的，还才在初信的阶段的。
Regardless you know more or less about the Bible.
神都会使用。
God will use.
所以在过去的日子，我们大家呢都同心的朝着一个目标，我们要好好的来建堂。
So during the past, we have been united and to work together to build the church.
所以当新的教堂建好了之后，
So when the church was built,
我们也开始使用了。
We started to use it.
但是呢，神的工作呢要继续发展下去。
However, God's work needs to be continued.
所以在这个时候呢，大家更要同心团结，一起来推动神的工作，发展神的圣工。
In this moment, specifically, we need to be united and to work together and to move forward about God's mission.
所以很久的信徒跟新的信徒都要一起同心，借着神所给我们不同的恩赐，发挥出来建造神的 基督的身体。
So regardless how long we have believed in Jesus, we need to work together and to fully execute our capabilities.
保罗在圣经里边，神借着他告诉我们说，每一个信徒都要各尽其职来建立耶稣的身体。
So Paul has told us through the Bible that each Christian should contribute based on our capabilities.
所以每个信徒都要成为主啊，我要成为合你使用的人。
So every Christian needs to be useful to the Lord.
我们要学习一起同心来配搭，继续的在主的国度里边，主的圣工上有份。
So we need to learn and to work together to cooperate with each other and to be part of God's mission.
不同的身份、不同的地位、不同的背景，都能够一起在主的里面合而为一。
So regardless our status and our personalities, skill sets, and we should be united.
So we 要成为神合乎神主合乎主用的信徒。
So we should be the believers useful to the master.
在圣经里边，我们也看到主使用不同的器皿来成就他的工作。
In the Bible, we can see that God has used all kinds of instruments to fulfill His work. So when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, the Lord has given him a rod. Lord led Moses to split the Red Sea and to lead all these Israelites out of the Red Sea.
然后神也叫摩西用这个杖击打磐石，磐石就出水，流出水来给解决百姓的饥渴。
So the rod even can strike the rock to let the water flow out.
我们都知道参孙是一个健壮的一个很强壮的人。
We know that Samson was such a strong person.
他杀死了1000多个的腓力斯人。
Yeah, he killed more than 1,000 the enemies.
他打死他们的时候，他不是用什么武器，他只是用路边的一个驴筛子，就不是武器，他是却能够打胜仗。
Yeah, he did that without any weapons. Actually, he used a jawbone of a donkey.
还有呢，更出名的就是这个大卫，他用小石头竟然打死那个大家都很怕的巨人歌利亚。
Even for David, he just used a small stone to kill the Goliath.
当这个巴兰先知，他贪图摩亚王要给他的赏金的，他贪恋那个黄金啊。
So when Balaam, he was greedy about those gold from the king.
然后呢，神呢也用他所取的炉开口责备他。
God made the donkey to speak, to blame the Balaam.
当以利亚祷告说三年半不下雨的时候
，When Elijah prayed for this no rain for 3.5 seasons,
以色列全地没有庄稼可以收成。
So all the land in Israel, there was no crops.
神使用那个乌鸦每一次都标饼来给以利亚吃。
So God has used the crow to bring the food to Elijah.
然后神也使用那个很穷很穷的寡妇来无养这个来给以利亚吃。
God even used the widow and to generate food for Elijah.
寡妇说：“我什么都没有了，我的家里边的缸里边只有剩下一点面一点油。”
The widow said, "I had nothing except a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil in the bottle."
他说，那个寡妇说，我们也没有东西吃了，吃完这个东西，吃完这些油、这些面粉之后呢，没有东西吃了，我们就等死了。
So we gonna have to wait for death after we finish the little bit of food left.
但是呢，神也使用这么一点点的油、一点点的面粉。
However, God used this a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil.
供养了以利亚还有寡妇还有他的孩子。
To feed Elijah, the widow and her children.
当大家听耶稣讲到没有东西吃，到了晚上大家肚子饿了的时候。
So when we heard that there wasn't enough food for the people who were listening to Jesus. So here came the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish from the little kid. To feed the 5,000 people.
所以我们看到神不但能够使用不同身份、不同个性的信徒。
So we can see not only God will use the believers with a different background.
神也能够使用不同的器皿来成就他的旨意。
God can also use different instruments to fulfill His will.
在这件事情上呢，为着要彰显出神伟大奇妙的作为。
So those can reveal the greatness of our Lord.
所以提摩太后书第二章二十节说，在大夫的人家里边，不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器。
So that's the reason in Timothy's chapter 2 verse 20. In a large house, there are articles not only gold or silver, but also wood and clay.
这些器皿当中呢，有的是贵重的，有的是卑微的。
Some are for special purposes and some for common use.
在神的家里边，神也是要有各式各样不同的器皿。
So in God's house, there are surely all kinds of articles.
不论是金银或者是木器或者是瓦器，在神的手中都是有用的。
So not only made of gold, silver, the wood, clay, they are all useful.
我们看到了人，不同的人，不同的器皿都能够被神使用。
We can see all kinds of people and all kinds of articles can be used by Lord.
同样的，今天我们所拥有的学问，
the same thing for today, even for our knowledge.
还有我们所拥有的这个才干，
also our talent.
我们所拥有的金钱，
also the money we have.
我们所拥有的时间，
the time we have.
这些不同的东西也一样能够被神使用。
So all those different items can be used by our Lord.
当我们建造这个圣殿的时候,
so when we were building this temple,
我们也需要有一些在这方面比较有学问、了解这方面的人一起参与，让这个圣殿能够建得更好。
So we need those people who are knowledgeable for the buildings and to be part of it.
要去管理的时候，也要懂得一些比较管理学的人来处理。
So we need the people who are knowledgeable for management.
所以你的学问、你的才干、你的金钱、你的时间，都可以成为神合用的器皿。
So your knowledge, your talent, your time and money can all be used by Lord.
能够奉献出来，来完成神的圣工。
So can be offered and to complete God's work.
来扩展上帝的国度。
To extend the Lord's kingdom.
所以神能够使用不同的人、不同的器皿成就他的事情。
So God can utilize different people and different instruments to fulfill His work.
我们要问我们自己说，我要怎样能够成为合神使用呢？有什么条件呢？
So when we ask ourselves, how could we be useful to the Lord? What are those requirements?
我们看到这些人，刚才我们讲这些人，他们都能够被主使用，他们都有一个共同点。
So for all those examples we went through, they have a common points.
这个共同点呢，也就是我们所要说的，就是我们要克服那个被神使用的条件。So
that also to say we should be that's the requirement for to be useful to the Lord.
我们看到这些被神使用的人，第一，他们都是什么呢？都是做了神的子民的人。
First, we can see they were all God's people.
当摩西带领以色列人要出埃及的时候，
when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt,
这个法老王一直拦阻他们。
The Pharaoh has been tried to stop them.
因为法老王一直要控制他们，要以色列人去做他们的奴隶。
Because Pharaoh want them to be slaves of Egypt and want to control them.
但是摩西呢，他照着神的吩咐，他为以色列人争取这个自由。
Moses followed God's word and to fight for the freedom of Israelites.
他说：“你要容以色列的百姓出去，我们要去侍奉耶和华。”
So he told the Pharaohs that you should let us go and we will go out and to serve our Lord.
所以他几次去跟法老王讨谈的时候,
so for many times he talked with the pharaohs.
法老王一次拒绝,
pharaohs had refused many times.
法老王对他说, 你可以去侍奉耶和华,
Pharaoh said that you surely can serve Jehovah.
但是你的家人, 你的产业还有你的牛羊啊这些都会留下来。
But your family members and your properties should stay.
但是摩西知道神的意思不是这样。
However, Moses knows that's not God's intention.
所以他就向法老王坚持地说,
So he insisted to Pharaohs.
我们一定要离开埃及,
so we must leave Egypt.
因为要脱离这个法老王的权势之下的奴隶这个制度啊。
So we would like to get out of this unfair treatment.
我们才能够侍奉神,
that
after that we can serve the Lord,
then we can be useful to the Lord.
今天我们都是有一个同样的身份, 就是神的儿女。
Today we all have the same status that we are God's children.
以弗所书第二章十九节说, 我们不是在做外人了, 也不是做客旅了, 我们是以圣徒同国, 是神家里的人。
Ephesians said, we are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of His household.
所以我们都要成为神的子民, 成为神家里的人, 我们才能够侍奉神。
So only, after we turn to be God's children, that we can serve the Lord.
既然我们是神国里的人,
we also should remember that we are the children of the kingdom.
我们就有这些先知, 这些主的门徒们, 为我们的这个, 在这个根基上, 我们一起建造神的国度。
So we are building the God's kingdom on top of the foundations built by the prophets.
所以我们有一个共同的身份, 就是我们已经是被主救赎出来的人。
So that's the reason we have the same common status that we are the children with the salvation.
是已经脱离魔鬼撒旦权势的人。
So we are the people and without the Satan's control.
是属神的子民。
We are God's children.
所以我们一定能够侍奉被主使用。
We surely can serve Him and be useful to Him.
要能够成为贺主使用,
in order to be useful to the Lord,
我们不但是要做神的儿女, 做神属神的人,
not only we should be God's children and have being holy.
还有更重要的呢, 就是我们要将自己分别为圣。
That is, we will keep our holiness status.
罗马书第六章三节说, 我们受洗归入耶稣基督人是受洗归入他的死。
The Romans said that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death.
所以我们被救赎出来之后, 我们不再是属于罪, 也不再是属于世界, 我们是属于神的人了。
After we were we went through the salvation, we do not belong to the world anymore, we belong to
God.
We are chosen by the Lord to be holy. So we should be part of the Lord.
所以那归于神的人, 我们是听从神的话, 是被主用。
So we should listen to to God, submissive to God's word and be useful to Him.
也就是说,因你把自己奉献给主,
I'd also say we are willing to offer ourselves to the Lord.
我们看到在旧约圣经里边, 那些祭司们, 那些在会幕里边的器皿, 都要被洁净之后才能够用的。
So in the Old Testament, we can see the instrument, the devices being cleaned in the tabernacle.
所以呢,要从世俗里边被分别出来,被分别为圣之后,神才能够使用我们。
So only if we distinguish ourselves to all these ordinary world that God can use us.
当摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候,
So when Moses brought Israelite out of Egypt,
他们还在埃及的时候呢, 他们是奴隶。
When they were still in Egypt, they were slaves.
他们是没有得到工价的。
They were not paid for their work.
他们只是在那边不断地为法老做苦工。
They were just continue work for the pharaohs for nothing.
但是当他们出来的时候, 他们怎么能够去建造这个会幕呢?
So when they were brought out, so how could they build the tabernacle for the Lord?
当他们要离开埃及的时候，也摩西吩咐他们，吩咐以色列人。
So the time when they were leaving Egypt,
你们要向埃及人要金、要银，还有要衣裳。
So Moses told them that you should request the gold, silver, and treasures from the Egyptians.
然后他们出来埃及的时候，他们就带着这些埃及人的金银还有他们的衣裳出来。
So when we were when they were leading out, they brought all those gold, silver, clothes.
这些金和银虽然是属于原本是属于埃及人的。
Although those gold, silver belonged to Egyptians first.
但是现在呢，已经带这些金银出埃及了，离开埃及了。
Now they brought those treasures out of Egypt.
并且呢，特别分别为圣出来。
And these were made holy.
分别出来归给神。
And be useful to the master.
所以呢，这些金银已经不再是法老王的金银了。
So those were not pharaohs anymore.
今天我们所拥有的钱财。
So today, what we own, the money we have,
我们也是在这个世界里边赚来的。
It's also we earn from this world.
很可能我们的老板是世俗人，不信主的人。
Quite often that our supervisors probably are not believers.
我们每个月从他那里领受了我们当得的工价。
So we were paid monthly.
就好像刚才所讲的，是埃及的金银。
Just like we talk about the gold, silver of Egyptians.
但当我们把这些我们所得到的这个金钱分别为圣归给神的时候，
So when we made those money holy and we offer this to the Lord.
就好像以色列人从埃及里边所拿出来的金银。 特别分别为圣，献给神来建造会幕。
Yeah, this is similar to the gold, the silver, and brought out of the Egypt.
今天虽然我们还是属在这个世界里边，
although we are still part of this world,
但是当神把我们选召出来，
so when God selected us,
特别分别为圣了，
making us holy,
然后我们献给神，让神来使用。
And we will offer to the Lord and to be useful.
So 我们要被神使用的一个条件就是我们自己要先分别为圣。
So the in order to our service be holy, we need to make ourselves.
因为让主耶稣基督的宝血来洁净。
We needed the blood of Jesus to cleanse us.
圣经说，人若知洁脱离卑贱的事，就能做贵重的器皿。
So that's the reason, and this we can make this for special purposes.
它就成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
So made holy, useful to the master, prepared for any good work.
人若知洁，我们要怎么样知洁？
So if we can do self-cleaning.
知洁就是说，我要在生活上有一个分别为圣的生活。
That is to say, we should have a holy life.
我甘心地为主而活。
So we are willing to live for our Lord.
因为我是一个被主用宝血洗净的人。
Because we have been cleansed clean with the Lord's blood.
所以我要在生活上有圣洁来见证他，来荣耀他。
So only doing that we can glorify and witness him.
所以我们被洁净了，我们才能够被主使用。
Only after we've been cleansed that we can be useful to the Lord.
我们每个人所用的东西，你都要是用清洁，你不用肮脏的。
So for everything actually we like to use is a clean stuff items, and we don't want to use a dirty stuff.
所以当我们说神啊，我要在你的家中被你使用的时候，我们一定要成为一个 愿意被主来洁净，也愿意过分别为圣生活的人。
So that's the reason when we claim that Lord, please use us, and we should keep ourselves clean that we can be used.
然后这样呢，我们就有一颗心，主啊，我愿意为你摆上。
So in this, we can have a heart that Lord, we can offer ourselves.
愿意为主摆上呢，就是说，主啊，我为了你，我愿意牺牲自己。
In terms of that, we said we are willing to sacrifice ourselves.
为着要成就神啊，你的理想，我愿意放下。为着要讨你的喜悦，我愿意放下我自己的理想。
So in order to fulfill your mission and to work for you, and we can let ourselves go.
就好像亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
当神要他将他的独生爱子以撒献上的时候。
So when the Lord has asked him to offer his son and only son,
这个亚伯兰就马上的带以撒要把他献上给神了。
So Abraham immediately brought Isaac ready to offer him,
为着要讨上帝的喜悦，
to get the favor in his eye,
愿意把自己或者是把自己心爱的放在祭坛上。
So willing to put his most treasured item for the sacrifice.
当这个妇女，这个玛利亚，她看到，她知道主耶稣要上十字架了。
So when the woman, Maria, know that Jesus will be crucified,
她愿意为主摆上奉献出她一生中最珍贵的真拿达香膏。
So she was offered all those precious oil stuff.
这个真拿达香膏是封住的，是一瓶完整的新的。
Actually is sealed in a jar and it's complete bottle.
当他要献上给主的时候，要为主摆上的时候
，when she was willing to offer to the Lord,
他要把这个瓶子打碎，这个香膏才能够。
She broke the bottle and anointed the Lord.
所以呢，我们看到愿意为主摆上，就是说愿意破碎自己，为做成就神的心意。
So we can see that if we're willing to serve, and we need to break ourselves.
所以你看到能够被主使用的人。
So you can see those people who can be used by the Lord.
就是他自己呢，将他自己毫无保留的献给主。
That is he offer himself 100%.
他不会因说我是大老板，扫骂拖地丢垃圾的工作，那个做杂工的人做的。
He would not consider his status for those cleaning or the cleaning miscellaneous job.
于是我们参加完了那个大型的布道会之后。
So that's after we completed the preaching conference.
在那个大会场里边散会之后呢，很多的纸张，很多那些人家喝的可乐的瓶子啊、杯子啊，哇，肮脏。
After the conference, there were scatters everywhere.
然后呢，一些工作人员或者是参与这个大型布道会的同工们呢。
So the co-workers.All the co-workers from the conference,
都要留下来做清洁的工作。
They stayed to clean, to do the cleaning job.
然后那天晚上呢，我们看到不在我们同工里边范围的一个人了。
So that night, among the co-workers, there was someone who didn't belong to that group.
因为这个布道会在一年前之前就已经筹备了。
Because this preaching conference was prepared a year ago.
服役很多弟兄姐妹要做义工
has been called many volunteers.
我们很早就已经报名要参与了。
So many of us has replied for help.
然后呢，大会也分配给了我们每个人不同的岗位、不同的责任。
So we've been signed for different jobs.
那天晚上，布道会结束了。
So that night after the preaching conference.
有一个在银行里边做总裁的那个总管啊，留下来帮忙一起打理清洁。
So there was a president from a bank. He stayed to do the cleaning job.
甚至呢，把这些已经打好的垃圾一包一包呢，扛在他的背上，这样带到外面去很远的地方，又在。He
even put on the garbage bag on his shoulder and moved them out into the dumpsters.
愿意为主摆上,
willing to offer.
在主的面前放下身份，放下自己。
So put down the status and put down ourselves.
当主耶稣要进耶路撒冷城的时候,
So when Lord Jesus was ready to get into Jerusalem,
主耶稣吩咐他的门徒说，你们到那边的两条街那边去牵一只驴驹回来，我要骑这个驴驹进耶路撒冷城。
Lord Jesus asked the disciples to get a donkey and he would ride the donkey into the street of Jerusalem.
这两个门徒照着主的吩咐去，真的是看到有一只驴驹拴在一边。
The two disciples indeed found the donkey was tied to the place.
然后当他们要去牵来的时候,
when they were take the donkey,
驴驹的主人说，你们是要做什么？
So the owner of the donkey asked what they would do.
他们照着主的吩咐说，主要用它。
They replied that the Lord will use it.
这个驴驹的主人一听到说主要用它的时候，不再问什么原因，就给他们牵着去给主用。
So the owner didn't see anything, just let them take the donkey after he heard it.
所以我们看到当耶稣骑着这个驴驹进耶路撒冷城，得着荣耀，得着称颂。
So we can see that when Jesus was riding the donkey and receiving these glories.
但是呢，好像没有人去注意到那个驴驹的主人啊。
It seems to us that nobody noticed the owner of the donkey.
为主摆上,
so willing to offer.
就是说，我只要主得到荣耀。
That is to say, if our Lord can get the glory,
而我自己呢，好像没有被人注意到，无所谓。
It doesn't matter if ourselves have been noticed by anyone.
因为呢，我也已经把这个没有被人注意到的事情呢，也已经
Because we have put everything into in the Lord's hand, and for this type of attention, we shouldn't really care.
所以当我们都愿意肯为主摆上的时候,
so we are all willing to offer ourselves,
我们就能够成就神的圣工,
we can fulfill His mission,
复兴神的教会,
to revitalize God's church.
为什么愿意这样为主摆上呢？
So why do we are willing to offer?
因为我们有一个属灵的看见不同的价值观。
Because we are spiritual and we know the value of the spirit.
这个价值观是属天的价值观，是属灵的价值观。
This is the view of God and this is the view of heaven.
就好像使徒保罗所说的,
just like Paul said,
我把万物都当作粪土，看万事都没有重要的。
I consider everything a loss because that's not important.
我只要以得着主耶稣为至宝。
Knowing Jesus Christ Jesus my Lord.
所以保罗说，我要向着那个标杆耶稣基督来奔跑。
So we should target for that direction.
今天我们可能在神的工作上的时候，我们受了一点苦。
Sometimes we might receive unfair treatment for our work.
但是当我们有一个属灵的价值观，更高的价值观的时候，
So when we have a higher value of our spiritual value,
我们所受的一些委屈或者是一些苦呢，我们觉得算不了什么。
Those mistreatments and those troubles really doesn't mean much.
是要唤起一个更加荣耀不朽的冠冕。
Because we are targeting for a more glorious world.
所以我们有这样的一个看见，有这样的一个信心，我要得着神所给我的赏赐。
So we have such a view, and we will get what the Lord has promised us.
我们就对侍奉神呢有一个更高的价值观了。
So we will have a better understanding of the serving Lord.
当我们用这样一个更属灵的眼光，更宽阔的眼光来看神的工作的时候，
So when we look in the did God's work with a spiritual view.
我们就能够被主来使用。
So we can be used by our Lord.
虽然你说可能我没有什么学问。
Sometimes we might say, hey, I'm not very knowledgeable.
我也不是很富有。
I'm not very rich.
但是当我有属灵的价值观、属灵的眼光，神也会用。
If we have a spiritual perspective and the view, and God will use us as well.
还有当我们要成为能够被神使用的人的条件呢，只有一方面就是我要有一个侍奉神的心智。
The other requirement is we should be willing to serve.
罗马书十二章十一节说，要我们殷勤不可懒惰，然后呢要心里火热，常常侍奉主。
Romans chapter 12 and verse 11, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor and serving the Lord.
要心里火热，常常侍奉主的人哦，他一定会常常找机会怎么样来侍奉主。
For those who serve often, always looking for opportunity to serve.
他就会被神拣选出来，让人看到他的心，他的心智，要侍奉的心智。
They will be selected by Lord, and they will be selected to reveal their hearts.
当摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候
，When Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt,
神叫摩西拣选七十个人做这个白夫长、千夫长哦，来跟他一起同工。
So, the Lord has asked the Moses to choose 70 people and as centurions and as other ranks to help him.
这么几百万的以色列人，只有选出七十个人。
For several millions of Israelites, only choose 70.
那么那些没有自分的、没有被选到的，就不能够侍奉了吗
？For those unchosen and could they serve as well?
他们仍然可以侍奉。
Of course they can serve.
特别是我们在上帝的家，在教会里边。
Especially in God's home and in the church.
那些有职分的，在教会里边，他们有被选出来做执事，有担任圣工的弟兄姐妹。
For those brothers and sisters who have been chosen,
对我们这些没有任何职分的信徒们。
For those without those specific the jobs,
我们是一个团体哦，整个是一个团体。
So we are in a team.
所以大家互相配合，一起来为神工作。
So we work together and we work for the Lord together.
我没有任何的职分。
So if I don't have any title,
有侍奉心智的人是愿意跟这些领袖们、跟这些长老们、跟这些有职分的弟兄姐妹们一起同心、一起同步骤去侍奉神。
So still, even without a title, for those who are willing to serve, we'll talk to those who have been given a title, been chosen to serve, to work together.
当以利沙出来做先知的时候。
So when Elijah was chosen as the prophet,
他走过这个叫做苏念妇人的家的时候
，He walked past a woman's home.
这个苏念的妇人呢，就看到这个是神人啊，神的工人啊，他就留他，然后服侍他，为他预备房间、预备食物，来侍候他。
So the woman realized that. He was chosen by Lord, and so she prepared the house and to let him to serve.
以利沙没有说我是神人，你要服侍我，你要接待我。
Elijah didn't say, I am the God's servant, I'm the prophet, you should serve me.
是这个苏念的妇人看到这个是神的仆人，这个是神人，他找机会来接待他。
It's the woman. She looked for the opportunities to treat him well.
当耶稣跟他的门徒们到处去传福音的时候
，So when Jesus and his disciples went around to preach,
圣经说有很多的妇女也来帮助他们，供应他们的需要。
So the Bible said many women has helped them and helped their need.
这些妇女呢，她们也不是什么门徒，也不是有什么学问。
Those women were not his disciples, and most of them were not knowledgeable.
更是在主耶稣传天国的福音的世上呢，没有任何的职分。
They don't have a specific title to build the kingdom of God.
但是因着他们爱上帝、爱主耶稣,
because they love the Lord and they looking for chances to be part of it.
同样的，在教会里边，我们每个弟兄姐妹都是神的儿女，都是神家里的人。
The same thing in the church, and each brother sisters is God's children.
我们在这个基督的身体里边，我们都是主耶稣的肢体。
In the body, we are all part of the body of the Christ.
我们都要一起互相配搭来建造基督的身体。
So we are willing to work together and to make the body stronger.
所以当一个人他有这个侍奉的心，就找机会服侍主的时候。
So when a person and has the heart and willing to serve, looking for opportunities to serve,
教会的领袖们呢，就会发觉到他的恩赐。
So the leaders of the church will find their talents.
所以呢，我们要把神的家，我们的教会当做是我们自己的家。
So we should regard the church and our own home.
当你在你自己的家里边的时候，你一定会留心去做，哎呦，那些工作还没有做好。
So when you were in this home, you can notice many unfinished work.
所以当你把神的家当做是自己的家的时候，你一定会留心，或者是你去找机会，怎么样的来服侍神，怎么样的来为神工作。
So when you regard the God's home as your home, and you will be pay attention to care for this home.
所以你要被神使用，你要有侍奉他的心智。So
in order to be useful to the Lord, and we have to be willing to serve.
刚才我们讲到主耶稣骑那一只驴驹进耶路撒冷城的时候。So
we just talk about the Jesus riding the donkey.
驴驹呢也没有什么威风，只是一个小小的、一个很小只的、一个软弱的动物。The
donkey is such a kind of a just a insignificant animal.
但是当主耶稣骑在背上进耶路撒冷城,
so when Jesus ride into the Jerusalem,
众人欢呼称颂迎接主,
so the crowd applaud and welcome Jesus.
这个驴驹也得到了那份光荣啊，与耶稣同得这个荣耀。
So the donkey also got part of the glory.
所以各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们的一生啊,
so our life,
我们的才干,
so all our talents,
或者是我们的时间, 我们的金钱,
our time, our money.
你说我现在是年轻力壮，是我的黄金时代的。
Maybe you say this is my golden time.
如果我们这些东西呢，我们只是留下来给自己用,
if we all just use this for ourselves,
我们就只不过像那匹驴驹一样。
We'll just be similar as the donkey.
我们留下自己用，我们只是在那个小村庄里边，没有什么特别的价值。
If we keep to ourselves, just like a donkey in the village.
我的时间、我的才干、我的金钱是要给我自己用的。
So all this stuff, if we want just to save
for ourselves. 当我们都不愿意拿来给主使用的时候，很可能我们就是虚度了我们这一生。
If we don't use it for our Lord, we might just pass him by insignificantly.
当这一只驴驹愿意照着主的吩咐，走这条路，上哥哥他山，进耶路撒冷城。
So when the donkeys was chosen to take for the job and go to the mountains,
当他照着主的吩咐走的时候，他就成为了贵重的器皿。
He turned to be a special instrument.
今天主耶稣，他能够用这个微不足道的驴驹，他也能够用软弱的你和我。
So if the Lord can use an insignificant donkey, and the Lord obviously can use the weak you and me.
既然主耶稣他不嫌弃那个卑微在乡村的驴驹子，他也不会嫌弃我们。
So we know that if Jesus didn't dislike the donkey in the village,
神要的是我们有一颗侍奉他的心。
He didn't dislike us. He want us to have a heart to serve him.
愿意委身自己奉献给主爱神的心，愿意照着他的吩咐去做的心。
So he would like us to have a submissive heart and to follow his command.
今天在我们每天的生活当中,
in today in our daily life,
我们会看到我们每一个人被主拣选，都是有神的意思，有神要使用的地方。
We can see each of us being chosen by our Lord. There's a special purpose.
今天神把我们放在这个教会里边。
Today God has placed us in this church.
一定有神的旨意，神的美意在我们的身上要在这个里彰显出来。
It must be God has put the purpose into this place.
我们看神所造的每一件事情都有它的功用的。
We can see everything God has done has a specific meaning.
每一天我们可能在生活当中，我们的食物呢，我们都要吃水果，都要吃蔬菜。
So every day for the food we eat, as the fruits and vegetables.
但是呢，我们看一下，我们有没有注意到，原来神所创的这些水果、这些蔬菜呢，跟我们人的身体的某一些器官呢，是很相似的。有一些相像的地方。
So have we seen that the food we consume every day, they have a certain similarity with the body parts we have?
当然有一些相似，而且呢很奇妙。
Not only there's a similarities and also
这些水果、这些神所创的蔬菜呢，正好是围绕那些跟我们跟它有相像的一个地方呢，这个器官呢有营养的作用。
So for all those fruits and vegetables, actually they have a certain functionalities to our body.
所以圣经说神造万物都按其事成为美好。
So that's the reason in the Bible said that God has created everything and everything.
神所造的万物呢都是有功用的，都是有用处的。
So for all this stuff, they have a functionality and.
这个是切开了的萝卜，刚才第一个点。
The first one is the cut carrot.
你看这个萝卜切开之后呢，跟人的眼睛好像有点相似的。
We can see the core of the carrot actually similar to the eye.
它好像有那个放射的线条，然后有那个洞孔。
So there's a radiating lines and looks like there's the center.
所以根据科学的研究呢，他们这样的一个表明啊。
So based on the scientific studies,
大量的红萝卜呢，能够补助我们人体的这个特别是眼部的血液。
So if you eat lots of carrot, and this is gonna help the
保持我们的眼睛更加明亮。
Help the your eyesight, and it helps the broad circulation.
所以我们常常听到说，哎，你的眼睛是比较模糊是吗？多吃红萝卜啊，有人告诉你这样哦。
If somebody say you have a fuzzy eyes, maybe you can eat more carrots.
然后我们再看看这个核桃啊。
Let's take a look at this walnut.
跟我们人的脑也是一样，有点相似的。
The shape of the walnut similar to it looks similar to the brain.
我们有这个我们上部有大脑，下部有小脑啊。这个核桃也是这样的，有分上下这样。
So our brains actually separate the upper layers of the bottom layers.Similar to as one.
所以经过研究之后呢，现在人类都知道了这件事情。
And now we all know that
多吃核桃呢，可以帮助我们的这个脑的这个功能。
So if we eat more walnuts, it can help our brains.
然后再来，你看这个芹菜啊，我们很喜欢吃芹菜。
So take a look at the celery.
芹菜呢，跟我们的骨头哦有点相似。
The shape of the celery is similar to our bone structures.
然后呢，研究之后呢，真的发现到呢，在芹菜里边呢，含有23% 的这个钠，叫做钠了。也在这个食物里边，我们骨头与这样哦，所以跟这个一样一样，它也是含有23%。
The study has showed that the bones has roughly 23% of sodium and similar to the celeries.
所以呢。就一些告诉我们说，多吃芹菜能够怎么样的强化，或者是强硬你的骨骼哦。
So we know that now we know that celery eat more celery can help make your bones stronger.
我们再看这个番茄。
Look at the tomatoes.
哦，你切开之后跟你的心脏有点一样哦。
You feel the tomato, the cross section tomatoes is similar to the heart.
然后呢？科学研究说，这个番茄里边所含有的这个红素啊，红素的红的素。
You can see that the tomatoes have a certain type of element.
可以降低这个心脏病和胆固醇。
it will lower down the chances of the heart disease and those
cholesterol.
To protect your heart.
So you see, God does it好像跟我们身体一样的，但是这个时候呢，真的是帮助我那一个部分的需要。
We can see that God has placed the similarities among that. It surely can help our body.
然后还有这个红酒啊。
Look at the red wine.
据说呢，红酒研究的结果呢，是可以促进我们的这个血液的这个回圈。
So the study has showed that the red wine will help the blood circulation.
所以呢，你偶尔喝一些的红酒呢，是也是有益处的。
So we know that the red wine has is beneficial for our health.
还有你的胃呢，好像那个姜一样，你看，一样一样的。
Ginger and the ginger has a shape of some ginger has shape of a stomach.
然后姜里边呢有一种辣的素，辣素，辣的素汁。
Ginger contains a certain stuff.
这个是，呀，你看就知道那个名词可能很难翻译了哈。但是所含的那个素呢，是真的能够使这个蛋白质变碎变小。
It can make those proteins smaller.
所以呢，每次你吃了很多油腻的东西，你的太太就说：“来啊，泡一杯姜茶给你。”哈啊。
If you eat more of those greasy food. And my wife might say, let's have some ginger tea to help it.
最后一个还有一个叫做地瓜。
Here is the yam.
诶，这个地瓜也是呢，是有用的。
You can see that even the yam is how is useful.
这个叫做胰腺哦，你的身体部分的那个胰腺呢，原来一样样的那个模型，差不多一样。
So for this body part is pancreas.
所以现在很多人在流行吃地瓜，每次去巴菲的时候，他们我看到些人全部都拿地瓜，哎，这什么满地瓜，哎，很好啊，对胰腺很好，可以糖尿病啊，什么这些病啊，都血糖啊降低。<笑>
So in the buffet, in a buffet restaurant, lots of people go pick up yams, and this is surely going to help all those diabetes or lower down the diabetes.
你看神这么爱我们每一个人。
We can see that the Lord loves each of us so much.
神创造了我们人之后呢，他创造这个人去享受他的所创造的万物。
God has created all those things, and also created the human to enjoy those.
当我们想到今天，我能够成为神家里的人呢。
So we can think about today. For us. To be part of the
children.
So if we've been selected or we've been part of this members of this church. So we are part of this church. We are the member of God's children. So we can tell us that we are useful.
在神的家里边这么多的工作，这个事情栏杆间好有这么多事情要发展， so 我都能够被主所用的。All
those things need to be done, and we can be useful to them.
就算是洗厕所倒垃圾哦，也是为神使用，也是被神使用。
Just like that for the cleanings, and this is to collect the trashes is also useful to the Lord.
所以当我们有了新堂的时候，我们的负担。 我们的责任也更大了。 So
when we have a new church, new church buildings, and we will have more responsibilities.
用完了，我们整理整理一下，我们就离开了哈。Previously,
we might just, you know, put everything in order.
现在呢，有很多善后的工作要去做。Right
now, there are many after cleaning jobs.
有很多的开支呢，也一定是更加增加了。So
the expense. Will surely be increased.
工作的范围也更广了。
So the range of the work has been increased.
甚至呢，对在这里的华人的责任呢也更大了。
Even the responsibilities were that for all these Chinese in the community.当我们每个人都说神啊，我在你的家中是你的儿女，是神家里的人，我都能够参与任何一个工作的时候，不一样。 We should pray to our Lord that each of us, and based on our capabilities, we should reveal this special usefulness.
不去辜负神给我们的恩召。
So we shouldn't squander those talents that the Lord has given us.
都能够在神的事工上有份。
So we should be all part of the service.
成为神合乎他心意使用的人。
So turn to be the people useful and acceptable.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父们，感谢你呼召了我们。
Lord, we thank you that you called upon us.
今天我们能够成为神国度里边的人，都是蒙了你的恩典。
So we have all your blessings that we are part of your citizen.
我们恳求天父上帝继续的来陶造我们。
We pray that our Father, Lord, continue to
让我们成为一个又美又善的神的子民。
So we can be your citizen and which is nice and good.
甚至能够在你扩展你的事工的上面都有参与的人。
So we can be part of your mission to expand your kingdom.
一同的在这里荣耀你，见证你，高举你。
So together, being together, we can glorify you and worship you and to work for you.
让我们对主说，主啊，我在这里，求你，请你使用我。
So let us each tell our Lord that I am here. Please use us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So we'll continue with the communion.
接下来我们有领受圣餐的时刻，我们先打开我们的圣经，在哥林多前书，我们来读一段的经文。
Let's open the book of Corinthians.
我们一起来读哥林多前书第十一章，我们从第十七节开始一起来读到二十六节。
First Corinthians and chapter 11 and from 17 verse 17 to verse 26.
无论是用读中文或者是读英文的，我们大家一起同声读这一段。